Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. I'm Ron Berger, and today is December 1st, 2024. In this report, we'll take a look at what's coming up in the zodiac for December 2024. But before we begin, an important announcement. The weekly videos on this channel are available to people who donate to the channel. You are watching the once-a-month free public video. If you would like to have access to the upcoming month's weekly reports, stick around for the link at the end of this video to make your donation. Thanks. December begins with an important planetary pattern already in progress. Mercury is retrograde and continues to be so until the middle of the month. The planet of rational thinking, ideas and reasons, speech and writing began its backwards motion in sidereal Scorpio on November 25th. Scorpio is one of the water signs. Water signs are based in the emotions. So, the planet of rational thinking is somewhat at a disadvantage in this sign. Mercury is the planet of making choices, in other words, reasonable decisions. With Mercury in Scorpio, decisions are heavily influenced by feelings. Likewise, the planet of speech and writing in passionate Scorpio results in communications being laced with vehemence and drama. During the weeks when Mercury is retrograde, there are more problems with Mercury's significations. Typically, that means misunderstandings in communications, mistakes in transactions, equipment breakdowns, irrational behavior, and so forth, are all more common. Since Mercury is communications, it stands for the media. During Mercury retrograde periods, the news media tends to get things wrong more often, and corrections are necessary. Mercury retrograde periods can be useful for some things. Since it's the planet of facts and data, going back over a previously traversed sector of the zodiac, retrograde Mercury can help in making corrections, such as editing a report or checking your recent bank statement. The planet of communications is going back to the past, which can be useful for getting back in touch with someone. 3 weeks after it began, Mercury's retrograde period will end on December 15th. It takes the planet a week or so to get back to normal forward speed, so beware that the effects of Mercury retrograde can linger for a bit. Mercury stays in Scorpio until January 4th. Mercury isn't the only planet that will be retrograde in December. Mars begins a 9 weeks-long retrograde period on December 6th, while transiting in sidereal Cancer. Normally, it takes Mars about 6 weeks to transit through a sign, but when it goes through a retrograde period, due to taking such a long time to slow down and then speed up afterwards, Mars can end up spending as much as half a year in a sign. This time, however, Mars will be splitting its retrograde between two signs. It begins its retrograde in December in the sign Cancer, backs up into sidereal Gemini on January 20th, and finally ends its retrograde while in Gemini on February 23rd. Generally speaking, retrograde Mars periods are times when problems get magnified. Mars is the planet of action, the planet of energy. Mars is what moves things forward. When Mars is being held back from normal progress, it's a bad time to begin anything important. The energy isn't adequate. Obstacles arise, and the project will be plagued with delays and stumbles. Mars doesn't like being retrograde. Since it is the planet of aggression, anger, and conflict, when it is held back, Mars tends to build up pressure. And when that pressure finally blows, well, it's bad. It doesn't help that Mercury, planet of communication, will be retrograde simultaneously with retrograde Mars, at least for the first 10 days of the Mars retrograde period. Also, Mars is in Cancer, another one of the water signs, in other words, based in the emotions. A pressurized Mars in an emotional sign can be quite dangerous, since when the pressure gets released, all reasonableness will go out the window. Mars retrograde periods can be useful for some things. Since it is the planet of war, being held back from action, it can be a good time for strategizing, for planning, getting your ducks in a row, doing your research, getting things ready, so that when Mars goes back to normal motion, you're ready to launch. The retrograde condition distorts the significations of the planet undergoing a retrograde period. Due to the arrangement of the solar system and the fact that we are moving in an orbit concentric with the rest of the planets, the retrograde condition only happens when the planet is at its closest to the Earth, and therefore extra bright in the heavens, and therefore strong. But since it is not moving in its normal direction, the planet's significations are altered. Also, the planet is being held back from normal progress, and therefore its significations are delayed. Since the retrograde planet is going back over a previously traversed sector of the zodiac, there's a general theme of going back to the past. The effects of a retrograde planet get compounded when that planet interacts with another member of the astrological community. In the case of retrograde Mercury, it will be opposite Jupiter, which is also retrograde at this time. The exact opposition will be on December 4th, but the effects will be experienced for the entire 3 weeks of Mercury's retrograde. Jupiter is the planet of beliefs. When it is retrograde, the beliefs are internalized. This gets expressed as dogma. The dogma is opposing Mercury, planet of facts and information, but Mercury is also retrograde for 3 weeks during this opposition. Retrograde Mercury doesn't express the facts and data in a normal, objective way. The combination of these two planets influencing each other compounds retrograde Mercury's misunderstanding, resulting in alternative facts, or just plain misinformation. Mars will also get involved in an opposition pattern during its retrograde period. Venus transits into Capricorn on December 2nd. And then moves into position to be directly opposite Mars during the following week. In Vedic astrology, Venus and Mars are enemies to each other. Venus is love, harmony, peace. Mars is force, aggression, war. Mars is normally stronger than Venus, and when retrograde, remember, retrograde planets are stronger, and for Mars, becomes even more malefic than normal. So, Venus and its significations will suffer. The exact opposition will be on December 12th, but the effects will be felt for most of December until Venus gets out of range in the last week of the month. The planet of love, being influenced by a pressurized planet of force, will cause trouble in the romance department. Note that this is happening simultaneously with Mercury retrograde, adding an element of miscommunication to love on the rocks. Okay, so there's a brief look at planetary patterns for December 2024, and here's a description of what's coming up in December's weekly videos. December 8th, a full rundown of Mars retrograde and the effects for your rising sign chart. December 15th, current transits and their effects on world events and politics. December 22nd, major planetary patterns coming up for 2025. And December 29th, a preview of planetary patterns for January 2025. You'll not want to miss out on all these great upcoming videos, so if you would like to have access to December's weekly reports, donate $20 by clicking on or touching the donation card you see at the end of this video, which will take you to the donation page. And if $20 for a month is too much for you, you can donate $10. The link for each week's report will be sent to you via your email. Here's the link. Just click or touch the card, which will take you to the donation page. And if the card does not appear or doesn't work, you can find the link in the comment section below. Thank you, and until next week.